Let's hear about your next patient, the 71-year-old man.
So this is a gentleman who first saw me with actually considered curative stage disease, stage 3A. At the time, he had the T4, 7.1 centimeter tumor, got resected, the tumor actually abutting two lobes. And he interestingly had 0 out of 19 nodes resected. That there was no nodal involvement at the time. So he just had a lot of fear of chemo and was very frail, had existing lung disease, breathing was borderline. He himself, he admitted later on, was dragging his feet. He did not want to start adjuvant treatment. So he saw me, and by the time he saw me, in everything was diagnosed in June, and by the time eventually he made it back to clinic to proceed with adjuvant treatment, it was almost 4 months later. So I said, well, we've got to have to do a restaging scan. It's too far out. We need to make sure the cancer is still under control. When we did that scan, of course, at this point, he has stage 4 disease. He now has multiple lung metastases, pleural metastases, and it was not curative. So at this point, we decided to put him on carboplatin, nab-paclitaxel, and pembrolizumab. So his performance status was 2, maybe extra a little more at the time because of his breathing status and everything. So actually I gave him carbo nab-paclitaxel on a weekly basis. I don't think he would have tolerated a larger dose. And he actually slowly improved. His performance status now is close to 1 now. His breathing's a lot better, still not perfect. You know, most recently what happened was he developed a carboplatin allergic reaction during treatment, pretty severe. So we aborted it. So he's now just on single agent nab-paclitaxel with pembrolizumab. So my question for Lara was, in my mind, so he has not gotten platinum in the last 2 cycles of treatment. So should I just move on to pembrolizumab maintenance, or should I consider adding nab-paclitaxel to the maintenance, or would she would have replaced, I did not continue platinum, would she have used cisplatin in the case with carboplatin allergy so that patient would have a platinum doublet in his regimen?
So those are all really awesome questions, Leora. How do you answer them?
So I probably would not have replaced the cisplatin with the carboplatin, especially in a patient who had a poor performance status. And we can't guarantee that he's not going to have the same reaction to cisplatin that he had with a carboplatin. As far as the nab-paclitaxel maintenance, there was recently a study that looked at that of carbo-nab-paclitaxel compared to carbo-nab-paclitaxel maintenance with nab-paclitaxel in patients with squamous cell histology, and the data was negative. So I would have done just 4 cycles of the platinum doublet with the nab-paclitaxel with the pembro and then dropped the chemotherapy and continued with maintenance pembrolizumab alone. We were talking about 4 versus 6 cycles, and I don't think that there's a right or wrong answer there. Most of the studies did 4 cycles. I know that there are a lot of oncologists who have a preference to do 6 cycles of the platinum doublet. And I think with him, this was going to be his last cycle with chemo pembro before he got his restaging scans, and he continues on pembrolizumab maintenance therapy.
And he had a weekly dose.
Yeah.
He initially only did 2 weeks on, 1 week off because he was so weak. Then eventually we did 3 weeks on. So he's not a standard dosing for him. For
the I actually never do the nab-paclitaxel. We abandoned day 15 a while back. So we actually, the regimen we have at our institution is the full dose carbo day 1 with the nab-paclitaxel. A week later, nab-paclitaxel, and then a week off. And so we have adopted that 3-week regimen, which more fits with what you, with the pembrolizumab scheduling, because the pembro is every 3 weeks, as it was in KEYNOTE-407.
So any other comments about this case? Again, maybe just to go back to a similar question I asked you before, how do you find interacting with him as a person, Yan, and his family?
Oh, you know, I think the biggest interaction with him initially is persuade him to consider a little bit of treatment. I think actually when he, you know, he had a lot of hesitation initially when he came back with stage 4 disease, he was ready just to quit. So that's why we started in a, such a gentle fashion for him, because we had a long back and forth, several discussions. He needed a long time to think. He really said, do you think, you know, I can tolerate, should I just go on hospice? And so that was the back and forth discussion. So we decided to do a weekly dose and just to, I told him I really don't think he will have dramatic toxicity to a weekly dose, and he can have a taste of what chemo like. And then I find that a lot of time patients can get rid of their fear just in general of chemotherapy by starting with a low dose like that, especially palliative patients.